We are on the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We're here today, Monday, April 28th, 2025. The time is 2 p.m. We are here on cause number 1250076. This is a TOA appeal hearing that was filed by appellant Andrew Farnanesh. We are on Zoom. I see some faces and squares, one of which says Andrew Farnanesh. I'm going to ask that you unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record. State and spell first and last names and your pronouns, please.
My name is Andrew Farnanesh, pronouns they, them, A-N-D-R-E-W-F-A-R-D-A-N-E-S-H, they, them.
Thank you. And I see you can mute yourself, Andrew. Officer McIntosh, if you can unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record, please. State and spell first and last name, pronouns, and the bureau you're with.
David McIntosh, D-A-V-I-D-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H, he, him, and I'm with parking enforcement, part of the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Thank you for that. So again, we are on Zoom, and like I said earlier, I see faces and squares, faces. Your cameras don't need to be on, although I appreciate when cameras are on. It's not necessarily the most critical thing is that I can hear what you're saying. If your camera is on, and although we're on Zoom, it's not the video that is being recorded. This hearing is being audio recorded, so that's the only thing that is being saved. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow appellant's vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been met, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that's something that would need to be addressed within Multnomah County Circuit Court. I do believe there was a parking citation. There usually is. I would encourage the appellant to appeal their parking citation. I always encourage appellants to appeal a parking citation. But again, that will need to be done in the circuit court. And I would make sure you read the instructions on the ticket that tell you what are the timelines to appeal. And you do so prior to the conclusion, expiration of that timeline. Otherwise, you won't be able to appeal. So don't drag your feet if that's your desire. Did you receive the statement of rights in this case, appellant? You're muted.
I'm sorry, the last little bit cut out and I didn't really hear anything that you said. Well, for the last like 10 seconds.
Did you hear anything I said about appealing your parking citation?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about asking if you had received the statement of rights in this case?
I did not hear that part.
Did you receive the statement of rights in this case? It would have been exhibit number 5. You would have received it on April 24th.
Exhibit 5. Almost certainly. There is, I remember seeing 1, 2, and 3. So I just want to verify if that's okay.
Yeah. They should have been all sent around the same time.
Yes. Let's see.
You should have received at least 1 through 6.
I
At this point, you should have received everything, but I imagine by that, at that point, 1 through 6.
I think, let's see. I should probably just say yes, because I'm sure it was all sent together, and I'm sure I have it in the email, and I'm sure I read it when I went through it.
Okay, so the primary thing that's in that statement of rights is it explains, obviously, what your statements of rights are, that you have the right to an attorney at your own expense. If you wanted an attorney for these proceedings, you could have one. We're not going to pay for one. We're not even going to try to help you find one. And I just primarily want to make sure that you feel ready to move forward with the hearing today, that you don't feel like you need any additional time to review anything, to get ready, that you're ready to have the hearing today. Is that true? Is that so?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, great.
And I waive any rights to attorney or all those things.
Okay, excellent. Okay. The other thing that you would have received notice of was an order to bifurcate this hearing. That would have also been that was Exhibit 6. That would have been sent April 24th as well. That was sent around 3. And the reason that you received that notice to bifurcate the hearing was because there were issues with regards to ownership of the vehicle.
What does bifurcate mean?
Sure, absolutely. Why would you know that? Bifurcate means to split the hearing into two parts. The hearing, we'd split the hearing into two parts. The first part would be dedicated to analyzing vehicle ownership, because the code requires that the person who can appeal a tow is either the vehicle owner or one that has a financial interest. And so you received an order to that the hearing was going to be bifurcated, and you were asked to upload anything in support that you are the vehicle owner or have a financial interest in the vehicle.
And I didn't do that. I have the title.
Okay.
And I can upload it. And
okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you email that document, the title that you have in your name of this vehicle, email that to the hearings office clerks, so that way the clerk can upload that document into the exhibits. The clerk has put the email address in the chat. It's hearings with an S, office clerks, also with an S, hearingsofficeclerks@portlandoregon.gov. If you can send that title to the clerk will upload it. And while you're doing that, I will give you a second to do that. Just let me know when you have sent that document to the clerk, please. Maybe we should go off the record for a moment until the appellant has sent that document.
We're back on the record.
Okay, Appellant Bardanash, have you had an opportunity to email those documents to the clerk, and you're muted? Appellant, have you had an opportunity to email? You're muted.
There, okay. It's making me send them. I'm sorry. And it wouldn't let me unmute while they were sending.
Okay, so where are we in the process?
2 of 3.
Okay.
And it'll take.
It's a title. It's only like 2 pages. Front. I mean, I really only need the front page. How many? I don't know what you're sending. If you have the title, just send the front. Whatever. If it's already in the process, you already sent it by email, then fine. But I mean, I only need the front page. It says like your name, the vehicle. Those are the key thing.
Yes.
You need to email it to the clerk. That's why I was giving you the clerk's address.
Of course.
Too late to upload them into the system, because you were supposed to upload them prior to the hearing. I get the sense that you didn't read those documents that were emailed to you. which would have been essential right now because we've already spent a significant amount of time just waiting for you to upload some documents that could have been done in advance. You need to email those things. Email the first page of the title that shows you're the vehicle owner to the clerk. The email address is in the chat.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
No problem. So when I have scrolled through this case, I see that there are 10 documents that have been uploaded in the case that are in support of each party's respective positions. There have been documents that have uploaded by the appellant in support of the position that the tow is invalid, as well as their hearings office, their tow hearing request. There's documents that have been uploaded by the city in support of their position that the tow is valid. And then there's a few documents that are here that the clerk has uploaded so we can track this case. When these additional documents, including the title, are received by the clerk, they will also be uploaded. Depending on how many documents are sent, let's say that there's 3, that would mean there's going to be 13, a total of 13 exhibits. But at this point, there are 10. These 10 exhibits are the documents that I will rely upon when making some decisions about this case, if they're admitted. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits, as they stand right now, 1 through 10, into the record? Appellant, do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 10 into the record?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Officer McIntosh, do you have any objection to 1 through 10 being admitted?
I do not.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to admit 1 through 10 as it stands right now. I'm sure that number will go up in a mere moment. Next, what I'd like to do is get the party sworn in. And to do that, I'm going to have you both raise your right hand. I can't see Officer McIntosh, but I will just take it under authority when your hand is raised. Please let me know.
It is raised.
Okay, great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? Is that so? If that is so, say I do, Andrew Fardinish.
I do.
Great, thank you. You can put your hand down. Officer McIntosh.
I do.
Great, you can put your hand down. Okay, so let's see. I don't know. Still no email received.
I'm sorry. It's difficult to multitask.
I get that.
Thank you. Also, I do think the tow was valid. I just think if there was a notice, I would have just moved it, and I have to move. And that's my car to move. And I also have, like, no money, so I can't get it taken from... I don't know. I got the hearing because I thought it was just really dumb and there should have been just a notice because they towed it and then they didn't work on anything for like 4 days and I could have moved it in that 4 days and now they're done and I was working on the car and it's not even in my name, so the title wouldn't really do much.
The vehicle title is not in your name because that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, I couldn't get it registered. It doesn't run. And I can't go get it picked up from the tow because it doesn't run. I can't afford $500.
So you're saying to me, so the reason this hearing was bifurcated was because you said that you were the vehicle owner and records available to the hearings office shows that you are... not the vehicle owner. So that's what you were sending, proof of vehicle ownership. And it sounds like what you're saying to me is you have a title, but you are not the vehicle. You are not the named owner of the vehicle. Is that accurate?
Registered legally. Yeah.
What do you have that shows that you are the vehicle owner?
I have a bill of sale, handwritten, paid in cash years ago.
And where is that? Did you upload that?
Yeah. Well,
that's one of the things that you sent to the clerk.
Okay, I'm sorry. I, again, got distracted in the whole, little dumb speech I just did. I'll upload that, yes. Hearing's office clerk's at work. You can't copy-paste out of this chat. It's a poor UI. I'm sorry. You have nothing to do with that. It just makes things difficult.
So tell me what it is you sent.
The bill of sale that has my name and the owner's name. And you would also need the title with that owner's name on it.
And you previously sent the title, right?
Not to the email. Oh, address not found. What do you mean? PortlandOR.gov.
You know what? I am...
It's okay.
I'm not trying... What's that?
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
We still haven't received anything.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to... So I've got two thoughts. Of course, I want to try to give you an opportunity to send this document if you have it available. But at this point, we haven't received anything. You emailed, and it sounds like you emailed something to the clerk, and you got a response back, the email not found, so it may be typed in incorrectly.
I think I did. I just...
Well, can you correct that and send it ASAP?
I am...
Because at this point, it's right like now. It's almost 2:30. The hearing was at 2 o'clock, and we still haven't even done anything. Haven't gotten any documents either. So I'm just trying to be mindful of time. Officer McIntosh is, I realize, waiting. Yes, we're all waiting. No pressure. Just want to, like, make sure that you are aware. Did you resend that document? Do you have any information if it was sent to the correct? Okay. Appellant Fardinesh. Andrew. Andrew, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can now. I'm sorry.
Okay. The clerk
and
still hasn't...
Everything is sent. It's sending right now. I just kind of want to know why there was no notice. I would have just moved
it. Okay, well, let's hold on. Hold on for a sec. You sent these documents as a link rather than just attaching the document. We can't.
They were large files. They're just how they send automatically. It's just a Google Drive. I guess it's a security thing. You can't just click on the link that a random person emails you.
You can actually send as a document and not a link, and I don't think we'll be able to open. I don't know if we'll be able to open these. Oh, well, look at this. Let's see. Zimmerman. This won't work.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. What the heck?
Yeah. I can't open. I was able to see one document. I can't open the others. Let me see if I'm able to now. It wasn't working before. Okay, Noah Peter. Let me take a look at one thing. Of course, that's going to take.
I am converting them into PDFs and I'm sending them over.
You know what? It's still either way. Wait, are you? What's your? It's aren't. Wait a second. Do you go by another name?
Andrew or Drew?
Drew. Ward?
Nope.
No. That's not you.
That is not me. I think that's the guy that I bought it from.
Well, I don't. That's not what's name is. That's not the name on the title you just sent. You sent that it says Andrew Zimmerman. So the name that I see on the document that you sent the title, and the name of the owner says Andrew Zimmerman. The second document says Noah Peter Zimmerman. Noah Zimmerman and Noah Peter Zimmerman. That's the document. Two of the documents that you sent. Let me see. I mean, at this point, I'm not really.
It really doesn't look like the van belongs to me at all right now.
Right. That's exactly what it looks like right now. Based on what you have sent, and I haven't seen all four documents. I've only seen two.
Yeah,
because my computer is having a hard time opening up these links. It's being. And this other, I'm looking at the third one. Oh, interestingly, seller's printed name, Roth's IGA, Tim Jennings.
I bought a guy on Craigslist a long time ago when I had money to spend on a car that I thought I could fix up, and I just got the title and put it in a bag and left it in my yard, and I thought it would be okay, and that I checked for notices every day just to make sure.
Let me see if I can get this fourth document is the your handwritten bill of sale, and hopefully it's got the right names on it. Because at this, I guess I'm kind of seeing what's happening. There's also some gaps. Roth's, okay, finally, we're getting somewhere. The Roth's IGA Foodliner Inc. So where is the one that you, where's your bill of, is that this one? Okay, that's this one. Roth's IGA. Okay. Finally. It really looks like you just needed those last two documents. I don't know the order they were sent, so I guess that doesn't mean anything. The two, you have the right document, so that's a positive. Congratulations. You sent the title that shows that Roth's IGA was the owner, and they sold the vehicle to you, Andrew Fardinesh, 12/1/23. Okay, great. Super. So that means, after all that, it proved to be a worthwhile expedition. So
cool.
Sorry to everybody. I will accept that apology. And also, in the future, if you ever have anything court otherwise, read documents in advance. That's why we send them to you. Be prepared, because you weren't prepared.
Got dumped. Okay. Got kicked out. Had to move. It's been the worst week ever.
Okay.
Bad week for this happened. Sorry, of course.
Okay.
So that's on the record.
Okay, so I'm going to make a finding that the appellant has provided sufficient evidence showing that they have a financial interest in the vehicle and can move forward with the hearing. And next, we'll address the substance of the hearing. The substance of the hearing will address whether or not the tow is valid or invalid. Prior to getting to this point, you'd already said, you made some expressions that your feelings about how we got to this point. You can either present any evidence or testimony in support of your vehicle tow being invalid at this time, and then when you're done, then I'll go to the city, and the city will tell me why they towed the vehicle.
I do not have any evidence, because the tow was valid. The VIN, I guess, was unreadable, it said on the thing, and there was no license plate, and it was on a city street, so you can tow it without a notice. I just think it was super mean, and I want to know if there's anything that can be done.
Do you want to withdraw your hearing request? We're already here.
I am here.
Yeah, for sure. You are here. So there's no, I mean, you can, we can certainly go forward, but the fact that you just said to me, I think the tow is valid, means that you don't really have a basis to appeal the tow. I mean, the reasons that you're appealing the tow are outside what the code will authorize. The code only authorizes me to find that the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. Your basis for the tow is it's mean, and whether whether that is true or not, the code says, like, the reason you filed it was because it was our belief that you thought that the tow was invalid.
I thought it was unjustified.
Unjustified for the reason because you think it's mean. Yes.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
I mean, it's okay. That's fine. Correct, you can think this is mean.
Yes. Well, I do.
Okay. Let's office here from Officer McIntosh. Officer McIntosh, can you please tell us why you towed this vehicle?
I can. So what I do is I'm in abandoned autos, part of parking enforcement. And I received a complaint on this vehicle Looks like March 14th, 2025. Finally made my way out there on April 22nd, and around 8:33 a.m. I did in fact tow the vehicle, because the vehicle was not displaying any front or rear plate, and the VIN was covered. And Title 16 does allow us to immediately tow a vehicle now that is not displaying any plates and that the VIN is covered. So at that time, I had to make the decision, do I immediately tow it? Do I warn it and give it a 3-day notice as an abandoned auto? I do have that option. And looking at the vehicle, definitely appeared that it had been sitting there a while, and I thought, you know, let's just tow it now. It appeared like it was abandoned and didn't belong to anyone. So I did at that time write the ticket and took 4 pictures. I think there were 4 pictures. I took pictures on the abandoned auto case as well. But I took 4 pictures, front, rear of the vehicle showing no plates and no permit in the window, and then 2 pictures at different angles kind of showing the VIN being covered, and that however angle I tried to look at it, I wasn't able to read the VIN.
You could brush the leaves off and then you could view it.
No. There was an object covering the VIN. I did move the leaves.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It looks like a cigarette lighter. If you got the pictures there. I honestly couldn't tell what it was, but there was an object covering the VIN, in that picture there.
Oh.
That was...
Okay. I'm
that
sorry,
was
go ahead.
The situation. It didn't have anything to do with, it sounded like road work or something that you were talking about. This was a completely unrelated issue. Like I said, I received a complaint as far as it being abandoned.
Thank you, Officer McIntosh. I put up the images that were taken at the time of the vehicle tow, and Officer McIntosh just referenced this. These are Exhibit 9. Is this your vehicle that we're looking at, Andrew?
Yes,
I see your head nodding, although I can't hear that on the record. Thank you. Okay, and the second image is where the VIN would be, and it looks like it's obscured. Are you able to see that?
I am.
Okay. And there's no plates, and... There's no plates, and you can't see the VIN. It sounds like all the things that make a vehicle valid for tow, this is the code provisions that were cited on your vehicle on the citation. The vehicle was cited for 1621-20L, where it says it is required by state law to be registered that is not registered, whose registration has expired or does not have a current permit in lieu of registration or fails to display current registration. The code states in 1632-20, towing without prior notice, F, a vehicle that does not have a visible vehicle identification number and does not display a license plate can be towed without prior notice. So although I hear you that... you were in the process of working on some things. The vehicle, I would have to agree from the images that the vehicle does not look like it just got there. There's a lot of tree, pollen, you name it. Like, it's been sitting out there for a bit. And it didn't have a VIN because the VIN was obscured, as you were able to see in those images, and there was no license plate. So those are the reasons why that the vehicle was towed, and I do find that the tow was validly authorized. I understand that your vehicle is still in storage. I would, of course, encourage you, and I realize life has been giving you some giving you some hills to climb, and I have zero doubt that you will be able to climb all those hills that life is throwing you. And if you can get the vehicle out of storage sooner, the sooner you can get it out, the better, because that means there's fewer storage fees that will accrue.
Would I have $500 from the state of Oregon?
I didn't hear what you said. Do you have $500? Is that what you said?
Because there was an option to... I think that is more than reasonable.
I can't do anything about the cost to get the vehicle out of storage. I can give you the number to the tow coordinator. I don't know. I mean, I don't even think they'll be able to do anything for you. I can give you the number to the ombudsman and see, is there anything... This PBOT used to have a hardship waiver, but you would have had to apply before the hearing. And I don't even know if there's any funds that are still remaining in that hardship program. But So let me tell you what happens next. I write an order that is consistent with the evidence, that kind of analyzes the evidence that I've received today. The information with regards to vehicle ownership, as well as analysis of the situation, the location of the vehicle, to the code, and I write an order. That order will be sent to you via email. I would encourage you to open this one. And that's the one that's going to explain to you my findings. I can also include in that order information to contact the ombudsman. The ombudsman may or may not. I cannot offer any guarantee whether or not they will be able to offer you. I'm not even sure what they would be able to do, but it's worth a try. And that, like I said, that'll come to you probably within the next week or so. Do you have any questions about anything I just said?
No.
Okay. I realize this is difficult. And unfortunately, whether you think it's mean or nice or anything, the law is theoretically without feeling. There was a legal basis to tow this vehicle. So I wish you the best in getting your vehicle out of storage, and that you are able to weather your way through this current storm you are experiencing. But thank you for being here. Thank you for your uploading those documents. But if there's nothing additional, then I'm going to conclude this hearing. Is there anything additional?
No.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew. You have a good day.